వన్స్ మోర్ యూ సే శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదువాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాద సేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సాధ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం ఇది పుంసార్పితా విష్ణు భక్తి సేన లక్షణ క్రియేతా భగవన్ యొద్ద తన్మన్యే దినముత్తమం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదువాచ మదీన కృష్ణ భరత స్వతో వా మితో విపద్యేత గృహావృతానాం అదాంత గోపీర్విశతాంత మిశ్రం పునః పునః సర్విత చర్వణానాం నదేమి దుస్వార్థ గతిం హి విష్ణు దురాశ్రయే బహిరర్థమానిన అందాయ తాందేరుపమీయమాన తేపి శతం ప్రామురుదామి వద్ద నైషాం మతిస్తావదురుక్రమాంగ్రిం స్పృశాతనర్థోపగమో యదర్థ మహీయశాం పాదరజోభిషేకం నిష్కించనానాం ప్రణీత యావత్ శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదువాచ కౌమారాచరే ప్రజ్ఞో ధర్మం భాగవతానిహ దుర్లభం మానుషం జన్మ తదప్యదుర్వమర్థతం.
నౌ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇస్ హిరణ్యకశిపు ఈ మేడ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ సిట్ ఇన్ స్లాబ్ ఓకే అండ్ హీ సెడ్ లైక్ వెన్ యూ గో హోమ్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ ఆస్క్ యూ నో మై డియర్ చైల్డ్ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ లర్న్ ఇన్ ద స్కూల్ ఆర్ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ లర్న్ ద క్లాస్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ ఆస్క్ యూ ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్ సేమ్ వే హిరణ్యకశిపు టుక్ ప్రహ్లాద్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్రహ్లాద్ సిట్ ఆన్ హిస్ ల్యాప్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ లర్న్ ఇన్ ద స్కూల్ సో హీ సెడ్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ శరణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చన వందనం దాస్యం సాఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం దీస్ 9 ప్రాసెసెస్ ఇఫ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ డూ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాసెసెస్ యు నో వాట్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ వాట్ ఇస్ అండ్ యూ నో హౌ హీ కాల్డ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ హీ కాల్డ్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ కింగ్ ఆఫ్ అసురాస్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ దాట్ ఈవెన్ ద బెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ యూ షుడ్ గో టు ద ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ యూ షుడ్ టేక్ టు వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ 9 ప్రాసెస్ ఈవెన్ వన్ ప్రాసెస్ యూ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇనఫ్ సో హిరణ్యకశిపు గాట్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ హూ టాట్ యూ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ హీ జస్ట్ త్రూ హిమ్ హీ జస్ట్ త్రూ హిమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ల్యాప్ ఫ్రమ్ యూఆర్ సిటింగ్ ఆన్ థ్రోన్ అండ్ దేర్ హీ త్రూ హిమ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ దెన్ హిస్ టీచర్స్ వర్ సంధ అండ్ అమర్క సో దే సెడ్ ఓ యూ టాట్ నో వీ డోంట్ నో వీ నో ఓన్లీ వాట్ వీ నో వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ హీ నోస్ సో దెన్ దిస్ వే దే దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ అగైన్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ దెన్ హీ సెడ్ దాట్ సీ టు ఇట్ దట్ ఇట్ డజంట్ లర్న్ ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు సో దెన్ సెడ్ ఓకే ఓకే అండ్ ఇట్ టుక్ హిమ్ టు ద స్కూల్ అండ్ అగైన్ దే టాట్ హిమ్ సమ్ థింగ్స్ బట్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ హిస్ డిక్షనరీ దెర్ వాజ్ నో మీనింగ్ ఫర్ ఎనిమీ హీ డింట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనిమీస్ హీ డింట్ హ్యావ్ హేట్రెడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ ఇట్ వాజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద డిక్షనరీ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ సో హీ టోల్డ్ హిస్ టీచర్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఐ మీన్ for they were teaching how to be a good demon and he is a devotee how can he be a demon so then he is always he never argued with them but he said doesn't make sense what you say doesn't make sense so then he
Prabhuji, that
Rana Kisha
also hit them with the stick
no yes but he used to never say anything so of course they didn't hit so much because they are afraid of his father so they were trying to explain to him but always that fear was there Hiranyakashipu is the father no what will happen and then in the next time when again Kayadu the mother of Prahlad she dressed him very nicely with lot of ornaments and nice dhoti and nice kurta and he was so beautiful children when we chant the names of the Lord we become very beautiful of course we put makeup and all those things are there but actual formula is when you chant the names of Krishna regularly every day sincerely hare krishna 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 hare ram hare ram ram sincerely if you chant you become very beautiful okay so he was very beautiful so and he was an ocean of good qualities means you cannot count how many qualities he had is what Prahlad was. So he came And when he came, what he used to do every time, he would do Shashtang Pranam to his father. Full Dandar Pranam. Not even the lazy pranam. Full pranam he would do. And then the father, so beautiful child, no, again kept him on his lap. And you know, now what did you learn in the school? So that time he said, all of us can sit together. Shri Prahladu Vacha Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Vipadye Tagriha Vritanam Adanta Gobi Vishatanta Nishram Puna Puna Charvita Charvanana. Prahlad Maharaj replied, all of you say, Prahlad Maharaj, because of their
uncontrolled senses, persons
too addicted to materialistic life,
make progress
towards hellish conditions,
and repeatedly
chew that which has already been chewed.
Their inclination
toward Krishna
are never aroused
either by the instructions of others
by their own efforts or by a combination of both.
Here he is saying to his father, my dear father, you do, your senses are not controlled at all. Your senses are not controlled, so that is why you cannot understand Krishna. 5-year-old boy is telling to his father. That is the meaning of this one. So that's why, my dear father, to control your senses, you should follow one of the processes of bhakti. Now, he becomes more angry. He doesn't stop there only. What does he do now? Next, he starts, Nate vidu swa, all of us. Nate vidu swa, tagatini vishnu, durashayaye bahirata manina, andaya kande upaniya manas, he says, persons
who are strongly entrapped
by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru or similar blind man, a similar blind man attached to external sense objects
and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu as blind men, guided by another blind man, missed the right path, and fall into a ditch, materially attached, and fall into a ditch, materially men led by another, materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life,
suffering the threefold miseries. So this 5-year-old child is explaining this material life which we see outside, right? Like a typical life in Bombay, right? Getting up late and going in the locals and earning money and fighting with the boss, fighting with the wife, fighting with the husband. All these things, what is happening, that all, it's like, you know, after all, for what everybody is doing? For getting money. And after getting money, what they will do? The biggest mobile they'll buy in the shop, right? I should have the latest. Today, which today in market which has come, that one I should have. And in that mobile, what you will do? They will not hear Prabhupada's lecture. What they will do? Instagram and WhatsApp, Facebook, right? Sending messages and getting caught, right? This is what everybody does. But that is not right. Whoever does that, what is this of that? It's like a blind man. Can a blind man help a blind man cross the road?
No.
It's like that. Enjoying the senses in this material world, it is like that. That is what Prahlad is telling. My dear father, so what you are doing is something like that. He is telling to his father. And after that he says, but my dear father, there is one option. There is an option. You know what is the option? He says, all of us. Naisham matista vadurukramangrim sprishatanarta pagamoyadarta maiya sampada rajobhishegam nishkim chananam navrinita yavat. Unless
they smear
upon their bodies
the dust
of the lotus feet
of a Vaishnava
completely freed
from material contamination
persons
very much
inclined
toward
materialistic life
cannot be attached
to the lotus feet
of the Lord
who is glorified
for his uncommon activities
only by becoming
Krishna conscious
and taking shelter
at the lotus feet
of the Lord
in this way
one can be
freed
from material contamination. My dear father, there is a hope though. If you take bath of the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, then you can become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, there is no hope. Whoever is materialistically inclined, they cannot get attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. They cannot become Krishna conscious. They cannot go back to Godhead. But if you take, first of all, he is not ready to even respect the devotees. Now Prahlad is saying, my dear father, take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas and put it Rajobhishekam. Pada Rajobhishekam means, take the Pada means the lotus feet, and the Raj means the dust, and Uska Abhishek. Do Abhishek of that, then there is a hope for you, my dear father. This is what Prahlad is telling to his father. So his father started boiling in anger. So what he does, I'll let you know. So this was that one. And so this another, yes. And this other verse, which he instructs to his friend, that is the motto of our NICE. Every school has a motto, isn't it? Our NICE institute, the motto is Kaumarat Acharya Pragnyo. Meaning of that is, please repeat after me, Prahlad Maharaj said,
one who is
sufficiently
intelligent
should use
the human form
of body
from the very beginning
of life. In other words,
from the tender age
of childhood
to practice
the activities
of devotional service
giving up
all other engagements
the human body
is most rarely achieved
and although
temporary
like other bodies
it is meaningful
because
in human life
one can
perform
devotional service
even a slight amount
of sincere devotional service
can give one
complete perfection. So he is teaching that from the age of 5 you should start learning about Krishna. Okay, from the tender childhood we should start learning about Krishna so that we have a perfect life. You have a perfect life from childhood itself, you should learn the spiritual science, and when you learn the spiritual science you will understand Krishna. Okay, so that is the meaning of this one.